any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we will move to the presentation by administration.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The town has received an application for zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act from Clarence Dumichel. An aerial view showing the location of the subject property has been projected for your reference this evening. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of Lot 42, Concession 1, municipally known as 2317 Front Road North. The property has 123 feet of frontage, 234 feet of depth, and a total area of 0.67 acres. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands from residential type 1A zone to special provision residential type 1A zone. The purpose of the zoning bylaw amendment is to allow for a duplex dwelling to be built on the subject parcel. The R1A zone requirements will be adhered to with respect to proposed setbacks and lot coverage. The parcel is designated low density residential in the town's official plan. The low density residential policies allow for uses including single detached, semi-detached, duplex, and converted dwellings. All zoning bylaw amendments approved by the town must be in conformity with the town's official plan. The existing single detached dwelling has extensive fire damage and is not habitable. After the existing dwelling is demolished, the property owner is proposing to build a duplex dwelling that will contain one unit above grade and the other below grade, with an overall exterior appearance of a single detached dwelling. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement, specifically Section 1, which encourages supporting a greater variety of residential housing types. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated in accordance with the Planning Act to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments. The Department of Engineering and Public Works and Fire Department identified no concerns with the proposal. The Essex Region Conservation Authority provided correspondence which stated that the parcel is subject to their regulations and will require a permit prior to construction, and further that they had no objection. The county advised that the proposed residence is required to be set back 85 feet from the center line of the original right-of-way. Permits will be necessary from the county for any changes to the existing entrance. In response to the public circulation, an email and letter were received from the Bondi-Perry family. These were provided to council last week as part of the agenda circulation. If the mayor would prefer, I could read the email and letter out loud, or I could just project them on the screen and respond to some of these items.
Perhaps you could read them out loud.
Sure, okay. The first one from Ron Bondi. I write to strenuously oppose the amendment to the zoning bylaw for property known as 2317 Front Road North. There is a big garage shed on the property that will not be removed to build a duplex dwelling, making the establishment too close to the road. We are opposed to creating a permanent rental property. The area in question is comprised of single-family homes and agricultural land. The permitted uses for the proposed zoning change is not compatible with the current area. Property values of surrounding neighbors will decrease, including mine. Thank you for your consideration, Ron Bondi, 2422 Front Road North, which is a residence across the road, Front Road. Also received for council's reference was an email from Barbara Bondi Perry and Eddie Perry. The property known as 2317 Front Road North is currently zoned residential type 1A and has a single family home and one other building on the property. Unfortunately, the home caught fire and now is inhabitable. The owner now seeks a zoning change to special provision residential type 1A, which would allow him to construct a duplex. We are opposed to this zoning change for the following reasons. Number one, this is a replacement of a single family home and thus should be rebuilt as a single family home. Number two, we're opposed to creating a permanent rental income property. The area in question is comprised of single family homes and agricultural land. The permitted uses for proposed zoning change is not compatible with the current area. This type of zoning should be placed in an area that supports income properties. Number three, due to the fact that the proposed zoning change is not compatible with the area, it will reduce property values. And finally, this change will create a special zone for one property. Imagine the complexity if you were required to create a single zone for every property in town. This patchwork zoning practice does not support the best planning strategies and will create many zones and given areas that do not mesh. As you make your decision, thank you for considering our objections to this zoning change. Please acknowledge receipt of this email. Yours truly, Barbara Bondi, Perry, and Eddie Perry. I do have a couple of responses for Council's consideration to the email and the letter that were provided. Mr. Dumichel is not requesting to build a duplex closer to the road for clarification. He simply is requesting to tear down the existing house and to rebuild it in exactly the same location. So basically the same building footprint will be utilized, which will adhere to the county setbacks. Regarding the issue of compatibility, it should be acknowledged that from the outside, the proposed duplex will appear to be one single detached home. This zoning change will not appear to impact neighbors. Mr. Dumichel is proposing to live on the main floor of this home and simply rent out the basement as the alternate unit. And so therefore he would also be looking for a renter that would be compatible for him as well. In conclusion, pending comments received at this public meeting, it is recommended that the zoning bylaw 2016-12 be considered at the council meeting following this public meeting.
Is there any presentation by the applicant? No?
We've got the plans, the footprint, and the house is, regardless whether it's duplex or not, it's going to be built exactly the same. It's going to be a finished basement, two bedrooms upstairs, two bedrooms downstairs. And it's going to be a separate entrance in the back, which is going to be there regardless. Whether it's the same or double.
Okay, thank you. And is there any public input? Any questions from council? Councilor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, on page 4, you note that the changes from residential type 1A are 1A zone to special provision residential type 1A are when it's the same thing anyway. And then you go on to say it's low density, and then it says low density residential policy allows for uses including single detached, semi-detached, duplex, inverted. So the current provision that he has right now allows for a duplex, does it? Am I reading this wrong or am I reading it right?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. There's two different items that are being referenced right now. One is the official plan. The official plan is guiding the zoning bylaw amendment. The official plan, the low density residential policies, allow single detached, semi-detached, duplex, and converted dwellings. Currently, Mr. Dumichel has R1A zoning that does not permit a duplex dwelling. However, the official plan would support the town's visionary document, does support and allow a duplex dwelling. So our visionary document is saying it's acceptable. The town's official plan is saying it's acceptable, but our regulatory standards don't presently permit it, so that's why he's here this evening.
Thank you for the clarification.
Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, to Rebecca, someone said there was some concern over the large building in the back, and it may not fit in with what we're trying to figure out here tonight, but I'm kind of concerned, somebody was concerned about it, that it wasn't in that great a shape, or is that going to take away from anything? With that barn there, like that? It's not burnt, I think.
No, the building's in good shape.
The building in the back is not subject to the application this evening at all. It's just about the opportunity to build a duplex rather than a single detached dwelling. And in the letter, it was talked about that the building, because of the location of the barn or the accessory building, that it would force Mr. Dumichel to utilize another spot on the property. He's quite happy to build a new house exactly where the old house was.
All right, thank you.
Councillor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To you, to Rebecca. Rebecca, why would you think that there was a discrepancy between the town's official plan and that other thing that you mentioned? Like, why would they not be in sync to say that it's permissible to do this? Like, one would say one and one says the other. Why? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. The low density residential policies in the official plan take in all of the low density residential areas in town, including this rural residential area, but also areas in town that are maybe smaller lots and a little bit of higher density. So it's a broader category in the official plan that it would allow already duplexes. But zoning, we would have a lot more specific categories. So that's why.
Okay. And Councillor Fujian.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, I have some serious concerns about this. Do you think this is opening up a precedent for other people zoned in the same area to want to finish off their basement and allow people to move in there as a second income? And the reason I'm questioning that is because I'm getting complaints from people on Erie Avenue, and you know that was supposed to come before us and then it was delayed, and there's people living there contrary to the zoning bylaw, and they're still living there, as far as I know, even though it has been delayed and they've been told they were not supposed to live there. And another example is on Dalhousie Street. It's supposed to be a very prestigious street in town, and yet we have somebody that just finished off their basement, and now they park all over. Now they have three driveways, two on Dalhousie and one on Bastien. And then besides that, they park all over the front yard. And, you know, if we open this up to one person that wants this, I think we're leaving ourselves wide open for other people that will follow the same route. And it's not going to be pleasing for the neighbors that live nearby, having adjacent, you know, cars and adjacent traffic there when it's supposed to be single family. And I have a real concern with this.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, maybe I can respond to the additional car comment first. In this case, Mr. Dumichel is looking to only build a duplex, so it's a total of two units, a basement unit, and then he's going to be living on the upper floor. So I think likely we're probably looking at maybe two cars, one additional car total. He will be living there, so he will be managing the activity on the site. And he is looking to go through a legal process, and he's not attempting to build something. You know, you're talking about different situations that are occurring throughout town, but that's why he's here this evening, is to attempt to follow the right processes. As we review the town's official plan later this year, we're going to have to really consider this issue, because the province is really encouraging us to look at alternative forms of affordable housing, supporting seniors, taking care of our family members, and looking for other forms of housing opportunities. So this is going to be an issue we're going to have to deal with as we look at our official plan, different opportunities for providing housing for folks, and how can people stay in their homes longer as well. So that's why some of these things are being supported at this point. It's coming forward as directives from the province to look at these other opportunities that exist.
Is this the town's first venture into a duplex in the middle of a residential? It sounds like the same one we did off of Fryer, is it? Or Mediterranean?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that was a semi-detached on Fryer, and they required a a rezoning to permit on Friar Street as well, to permit a semi-detached there as well. I think out in the rural residential area, in this situation, it's maybe not as common. Something else that can be permitted out in this type of area, kind of similarly though, is a house that looks like one unit but has a separate in-law suite. That also is permitted by our official plan, and you have to go through a rezoning for it. But to support it looking like one dwelling from the outside, but in fact it has a separate dwelling unit in it.
Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further to that, the duplex on Friar Street, that was a new venture, correct? No one was had built there prior to that, and there were no objections at all. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
I agree. I think one neighbor came out that evening, but just asked a few questions.
But in this case, we have at least two neighbors that are objecting to it, correct? How many?
There's three that are set.
Mm-hmm. For a point of clarification, I thought there was only two letters sent to council.
These are the bondy gentlemen here this evening. I received a phone call from Ed Perry. I received an email from Barbara Bondy Perry and a letter from Ron Bondy. So if there's something more, I don't know that we received it, but. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Rick did pass that along to me, but that went from you to Rick, and then I just responded back to Rick. So that wasn't identified to be passed along to the group necessarily, but and I did deal with it, yes. Yeah. Well, back to Rick, yes.
Yeah, Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So far, quite a clarification. I'm not sure that this is a different individual that we're not aware of. Does this individual have a right then, if a council votes for this, does he have a right to file under the OMB if council did not receive this?
I would suggest, this is Joe Bondy, and I would suggest that he would definitely cover himself off if he would provide some comments at the public meeting this evening, because he did send an email that went to Rick Fryer. Rick then sent it to me. He asked me some questions, but I didn't know it was to become part of the public record this evening. So, Mr. Bondy, I can pull your email out, but I would suggest, if you're comfortable, providing some of your concerns for the public meeting tonight. That would be helpful.
So, I'm the owner of 2406. It's the new piece of property that goes back off the picture there. Basically, I stand beside my brother and my mother and stepdad with all their comments. Also, if we allow for this duplex, what's to say that barn doesn't actually, maybe the upstairs of the barn doesn't get converted into some sort of lot? We don't know how many cars actually belong to the renters, and it becomes a rental compound. I'd be concerned about that. Usually, crime rate goes up in areas with higher rents, rental neighborhoods. With me raising my children in this area, I'd be concerned about that, as well as property values going down, just because there's rentals all around.
Rebecca, if this were to pass, could a resident expand on rental? Okay.
No, Mr. Mayor, the R1A zone would only allow for the use of the single detached. The only uses that are permitted in the R1A zone are a single detached dwelling or a duplex. The only additional provision being requested this evening is the duplex instead. Mr. Dumichel would not be able to then construct an apartment in his accessory building there. That would not be permitted by this zone, no.
Councillor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have to speak on what Mr. Bondy said. A lot of what ifs in his statements. There is something stopping him from converting the barn into a into apartments, whether he had his existing house or whether he's building a new one. So those things don't change, that doesn't change. You know, to speak on crime rates, I mean, unless you could provide, you know, some science, some evidence of it, I can't see where that falls into place here. He's, Mr. Dumichel is simply asking to rebuild something that aesthetically will look no different than a single family home. Yes, it'll have a basement apartment as he referred to it, but in all, it'll look no different than a regular home. Yes, our regulations allow, and I know the government is looking at increasing, as Rebecca said, the affordability of housing, affordable housing is what they're increasing. So, you know, at this point in time, I can't buy into Mr. Bonney's arguments. And at the same time, I will make a motion here to that we move this motion this recommendation as a state.
Is there a second? Deputy Mayor? Okay. Council Puget?
I have to vote against the motion. I've witnessed too often people that are opening basement apartments and they're putting people in upstairs. They're having an upstairs apartment and you just see more and more cars and there's children running around in a very small area and it is contrary to the zoning and it's contrary to the people that purchased their homes believing that they were living in a single residential area and I will not be voting for this recommendation.
For clarification, the motion is just to consider it at the regular council meeting, not to adopt it. Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca, you did say that type of thing wasn't permitted on that building, that other building, right? It's not permitted.
That's correct.
If somebody was building, they'd be breaking our bylaws some form.
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Mayor. The zoning bylaw only permits use of this property for a single detached dwelling, and the request tonight is to add a duplex as an additional permitted use. That doesn't change the use of the accessory building. It does not create any opportunity for any additional residential uses.
Councilor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a statement made about, you know, parking and you know, children running around. We're talking about a piece of property that's 29,000 square feet. Very large piece of property, and I can't see, I don't really see concerns with parking, whether you have a small space or large space. Children, you know, there's always a risk with children. I should argue that point, but there's plenty of space on this property to accommodate what this gentleman is asking for, and it's not, I don't think, an extreme request here.
Mr. Bonney?
Can I ask what stops from both apartments being rented out?
Rebecca?
Is there anything stop from renting both the Delta with their terminal and stuff out?
No, Mr. Dumichel, ultimately a duplex would become a permitted use, meaning two units in one dwelling unit. So rental or not?
So
no. He could rent out both units. Truly, yes. The request, yes, that would still be defined as a duplex unit.
Councilor Levine?
I can appreciate the concerns. I understand the plight when you have a nice home on a nice road and things start to change a little bit, but I'll offer you this. On Dalhousie Street, we have a geared to income facility that is being reconstructed and much lower income people will be living in that area. And I've been watching the home values in that area because my parents live in that area and they have not dropped a single bit. I'm on the police services board, the chair. Crime has not increased a single bit in that area of town at all. We have a number of duplexes on Dalhousie already that run down the street where there's two units. It has not affected the crime rate in that area or the home values at all. And I'm just speaking from what I know sitting in those positions. So I can understand your concerns, but this is coming no matter if we like it or not. People need to be able to afford to stay in their homes. And my aunt had to do this in LaSalle so that my grandmother didn't have to go into a nursing home, and they changed it to a duplex. And now they rent it out to two families, nicest people on the planet. So I just hope that you don't create something that may not ever happen. You may have the nicest neighbors in the world moving that house, and your kids may be the best of friends. So let's just work with what we have. This is following the official plan. It's coming whether we like it or not. And I think that him living in the residence should give you some comfort knowing that he doesn't want riffraff, let's say, living with him. So I don't think that he would try to impose it on you at this point. But if anything does happen, please, you be back here and we can deal with it. We have bylaws, we have a police force, we can deal with those issues.
Councilor Pugin?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a point of clarification. The area, the place you're talking about, low family income, at the Blue Haven, that's under construction. Nobody lives there.
Mm-hmm. It's been there for over 50 years. And my parents have lived there for 20 within two blocks. And it's always been low income renters and people living in that facility. And it has never changed the crime rates in that neighborhood or the home values of those homes on the other side of the street.
Councilor Pouche?
But just so you know, there's a number of homes that are out for sale in that area.
Okay. Okay, call the motion. We're going on 6 o'clock. All those in favor? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn. Councilor Levine, Deputy Mayor, all those in favor? Carried.